Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April the 6th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start by talking about the leading stocks of the recent bull market. You know, each bull market usually has some star players, rather like a movie or a theatre play. The stock market is really no different. These stocks are called the FANGs, F-A-A-N-G-S. And they represent the stocks which have received the greatest amount of attention over the last few years, and consequently which are likely to make the greatest moves down when the real avalanche comes. So we're going to talk about that to start with, and then I'm going to talk about the would-be migrants to the United States, a band of which, several hundred of which, are currently moving across Mexico, thinking that they're going to just be able to take advantage of the easy, no-questions-asked immigration process where the border control just lets new immigrants loose onto the society once they've been cleared, which Trump is right now trying to prevent. It's a rather scary proposition, and I'll talk to you about it. Then I'm going to talk about the currently named happiest country on earth, and it's a brand new country, and I will leave it to your imaginations as to which one it is, and those of you who sign up for my show will be treated to the news if you don't already know it. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the danger of overconfidence when investing. And this actually is a mirror of what happens in life. And it is absolutely true of investing as well as life in general, and studies have been done to prove this, and I'm going to talk about that hopefully with a view to improving your investment acumen over the next few years. Then I will talk about the concept of luck. Now, you may think that luck is unknowable and impossible to prepare for, but actually there are ways in which you can seriously improve your chances of being lucky. If it comes to buying a lottery ticket, obviously buying the ticket is your first step towards the luck of winning it. You're not going to win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. Anyway, we're going to talk about something a little bit more sophisticated than that in terms of luck, but we shall certainly do our best to unravel the mysteries. So then we will talk about Amazon. I drove a stake through Tesla last week, and now it's Amazon's turn, and it's really a shocking story and one which I know you will be interested in learning about. So there you are, ladies and gentlemen, that's probably it. I'll have a few odds and ends to talk to you about at the end of the show if we have time, and other than for that, I wish you all a wonderful weekend, and I will be back, as always, on Monday with another synopsis of the show. So until then, have a great weekend, and bye-bye for now.